morning. My guest this morning is Marcia Sue Lustig from the Palm Drive Healthcare District Board. Did I say that right?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Marcia Sue. Palm Drive Hospital is having its problems, but Palm Drive Hospital, whatever happens, is going to continue on into the future. And it looks to me like one of the primary interests of the Healthcare District Board is to figure out just exactly how that should happen. And you're going to have a series of meetings to which the public is invited. Talk about this. What's going on and what's going to happen at these meetings?
Thank you. We're excited. Obviously, we're coming off a pretty shocking community event of the closing of Palm Drive Hospital. And for 12 years, people diligently worked to keep that hospital alive. And definitely costs got away from us and we weren't able to keep it open. And at this point, we have a unique opportunity to focus, talk to the community about what is possible in healthcare, how we can better serve the community going forward. And certainly a hospital is a part of the continuum of healthcare, but we're a healthcare district and it's about all the different kinds of services that are possible, and those include mental health, prevention, teen health, potentially dental, other kinds of satellite services. And how have we been serving the district? This is a chance for people to come and talk to us about it.
Well, I think people have been reading about Palm Drive Hospital and its problems for so long now, and I'm sure that there are people out there who want to register their feelings and make their own wishes known.
And there have been quite a few meetings for people who are really focused on the hospital, and a very, I think, a very committed attempt is underway right now to try to reopen the hospital, and that's being worked on by the Palm Drive Healthcare Foundation. But we're the district and we're charged with making sure that we bring back health services. And so in our continuum, the hospital is on one end, but on the other side are all kinds of other services from other types of satellite services. It could even include ambulance services, for instance, uh-huh. Something as unusual as that. But recently we've had access to new health information for Sonoma County, and we've been able to bring that together for just about the district, information uh-huh. about healthcare in our district, and we expect to be able to share some very surprising statistical information about health in the West County.
Uh-huh.
And there's definitely, here's one interesting tidbit. Annalee High School rates as second to the highest level of teen smoking. So not something you would have expected to hear.
No, absolutely not.
And so there's a lot of things to consider when we want to talk about health in the West County. Hospital is one way, but there are many other services that we haven't been able to talk about. And this is a chance to hear from the community.
Is the hospital now completely closed?
Yes, the hospital is closed. It closed about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was very devastating. And it, the main reasons were that we became, we couldn't pay our bills. And once you can't do that, we had, we attempted so many things over the last year in terms of employee reduction, furloughs, just creative ways to keep departments open and juggle it. And we just kept getting hit with higher and higher costs such that eventually it just spiraled out of control. And it is horribly unfortunate, but we are very committed and optimistic to bringing back a strong healthcare system to the West County.
Well, let me now give to our listeners the dates and times and places of these listening sessions, as you call them. I'm sure that if they don't have their pens out by the time I start, they'll get them out soon. Okay, here it is. Monday, June 23rd, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Bodega Bay Firehouse. Monday, June 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Sebastopol Community Center Youth Annex. Thursday, July 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Guerneville Vets Building, and Saturday, July 12th, 2 to 4 at the Sebastopol Community Center Youth Annex. Thank you for coming in, Marcia Sue. On the telephone, 829-4300. Online, palmdrivehospital.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.